Andrew, I had the wildest Valentine's Day caper. I wish I was making this up, but it's all true.
Okay, a
Are you
caper.
ready?
I don't even actually know what the definition of a caper is,
A
so let's start
caper is,
there.
it's like a shenanigan or, a jaunt, something silly that happened, a silly adventure. It
Okay.
could also be something you put on a bagel, a
Right.
caper.
Yes. I was like, I don't
Yes.
imagine that you're doing that. Okay, got it.
No, for me, it was not about bagels. It was about shenanigans. So,
For me, it was about bagel.
so we decided, me and Isaac, who I'm still seeing, famously the man with the nice kitchen, who I went on a 10-minute Zoom date with for this podcast. We're still dating. We thought maybe the date would be kind of a bit, but it turned out it's not a bit. So we're
And
having a really
this is you revealing it on the pod, right?
that we're
Yes,
still dating. I might be revealing it for the first time on the pod
I don't
right
think
now.
that we've spoke
Right.
about it before. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is a big reveal for the pod. I am seeing someone. You did meet him the same time I did when he did the 10-minute Zoom date with me in my speed dating episode. If you haven't
Right.
listened to that episode yet and you want to know who I chose to continue dating, even though I could have chosen none of them, I did. I picked, and we're still dating. And you can listen and
Can't
also
wait
watch it
for
on YouTube that I blurred out his face.
that. Very kind.
Yeah, very kind. Blurred them all out. But yeah, we're still seeing each other. It's been really fun. I'm super happy. And
What was the caper?
we made
Yeah.
Valentine's Day plans. So we've been dating for like a month. And I know it's kind of weird to like, what do you do when you've only been dating someone for a month and then Valentine's Day falls within that window? Weird. Because either you ignore it or you're like, well, let's just do something casual, I guess. So we're not alone on Valentine's Day. So we made brunch plans. Because that's something to do while it's cold outside, get some of the daylight, drink during the day, a thing that I love. And we made them for a brunch spot that's kind of near my apartment. So we go, we get situated. It's super cute. We're loving it, having a fun time. When who walks in but the guy that I've complained about on the pod very briefly, who I was kind of seeing right before I started seeing Isaac. Who I asked to be exclusive with me once we hooked up, and he said no.
Okay.
He
Wait, so
walks
he
in.
saw you as well.
Yes, he walks in. We spot each other. He sits down. He's with his roommate. He's not on a date. And I love his roommate, obsessed with her. She's great. I also don't really have anything, I don't have anything to say about this guy either. He's a hot guy. I know what his priorities are, which are to date multiple people right now, which is just not something I'm interested in. So they sit down, they're at a table. I'm facing them. Isaac's turned away, and I'm starting to act like a real freak because I cannot hold it in. I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird.
So you bring it to Isaac's attention that
I
that's happening.
do. Yes. He's like, who did you see? He's like, what is going on? Because I'm being fully a squirrel. I like can't. I'm like,
Sure.
I'm getting caught. Yeah. I'm like, oh. So I let him know. I'm like, actually, you kind of know about him because I was telling you like what dating was like for me right before we met. So he's here. He's here.
Yeah.
And then we have our brunch date. I try to ignore it. I definitely am being a weirdo. And then as he leaves and the roommate, they stop at our table. And I'm like, I'm trying to give the like, bye, hi, go away. But they talk to us. And Isaac's being so chill. And the former man is being so chill, and the roommate is having a great time. She's loving it. And I'm the one who's being such a freak. Just cannot. I cannot deal.
Right. So that's wild. Wait, so then
Right?
what did he say,
Of all
Isaac?
places, of all places,
So
on Valentine's Day, the same brunch, the same brunch.
gosh,
It's like something you would write. You would write this for a
that is a
movie
calm
or
moment.
yeah, or a TV
Absolutely.
show or something, or in your YA novel.
But like you think that they only engaged because they had drinks in them or what?
Well, we had all been drinking Bloody Marys. They were drinking Bloody Marys at their table. I was drinking Bloody Marys at my table.
Sure.
Sure.
You don't think that they would have like come up to you if it weren't for the drinks, maybe.
I don't know. I think they were being chill. They were being really chill and I was not being chill. I'm still clearly not chill about it.
Clearly.
Yeah. I'm bringing it up on my podcast. I'm clearly not chill.
But it's cool that Isaac was chill about it, at least.
Yeah, he's so cool about it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wait, so
Have there been any updates since?
The roommate messaged me about something else. We were talking about how much we like Bad Bunny because Bad Bunny was just a guest on SNL. And then I said to her, I have this receipt. Okay, I'm looking. Okay, I said, also, I'm truly still reeling from running into you and him, his name, on V-Day while on a date. Everyone was so chill and I was so awkward and we love the universe. And she said, ha, 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 ha. It was so funny and like, what are the odds? And then I sent her the monkey with the hands over its face.
Right, and she didn't respond.
She did not respond. She hearted it.
I think that it actually went well then.
Yeah, I guess maybe I wasn't as weird as I thought I was.
Right.
So Isaac also said I was being cooler than I think I was. I was like, no, I was not.
That's always the case, right? We always think that we're the worst version of ourselves when it's just like, oh no, that's us always.
I guess.
Right.
I mean, like truly there's no bad blood or bad hard feelings. Like the last time that we talked to each other, I was like, well, we can keep seeing each other. If you don't want to be exclusive, we can keep seeing each other. If I get a fresh test every time before you
see me. To be exclusive during a pandemic is not a huge ask, I don't imagine.
No, I think that's something that we should be doing. I'm saying like, yes, absolutely. We need to be having sex. We need to, otherwise we're going to go crazy. But I'm like, just pick one.
Yeah.
Just pick one. We don't want to do contact tracing.
Right.
No.
I don't want to find out that way.
No. That's not what I want to find out. So I was like, if you don't want to be exclusive with me, then we can make it work. But you have to get freshly tested before you see me. Wow. Because I don't want to ask any questions about like who you were seeing in the in-between time. But I want to know that you're COVID negative.
Yes. Huh?
And that was too much work.
It's absolutely too much work
for him.
And you know, if that's too much work, that's a deal breaker.
Then that's a deal breaker. Exactly. I'm worth that amount of effort. My health is a priority.
Yeah. Newsflash, we're living in a panini. Yeah.
We're living in a panini. It's a pandemic and it's a pandemic Lovato. And you need to get swabbed before you see me.
You got to get swabbed before you get swabbed.
You got to get swabbed before you, if you want to swab me, you got to get swabbed first.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
Wow. It's
beautiful.
Shakespeare. Famously, he wrote Hamlet during a pandemic or King Lear. So this is me doing the same.
Yeah.
What about you, B?
I, to follow up on, I guess it would be the last episode where I was talking about, or no, the episode prior where I was talking about someone in my building.
Yes, your roommate.
Your
roommate.
My roommate. Yeah. She
across the wall. Lives.
Yeah, we're wallmates. But I had a dream that like, I don't know, like I keep on having dreams about people in the building. And I'm starting to think that like, it might just because like we're all dreaming next to each other. You know what I mean? And so we're like visiting each other in dreams.
Spooky. Okay.
And so I had a dream that we had a very pleasant interaction and that we were like, oh my God, like actually we're besties now. Oh. And then I woke up and that was not the case, but it felt weird. You know, like when you wake up from a dream and it's like, oh my God, that's actually not the case.
Yes.
That was very that feeling.
Okay.
And so that's all I have to add to the conversation of
updates
on my life is that I simply had a dream where I had a conversation with someone in my building that I'm currently having an active feud with. The conversation, alas, did not happen.
No, so. Ultimately, you're still mortal enemies.
Yeah, which is sort of like gratifying because I was like sort of like upset with myself for like just like giving in too easy. And I'm like, oh, wait, actually, we're friends when I'm like looking past these things that I can't look past.
Right. And you're like, no, that was just dream me.
That was just dream me. Yeah.
He's up to whatever he's doing.
Slipping. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. I love. And also, you're not going to be in this building for much longer.
Oh, not too much longer, until end of May.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'll be officially out. So
officially?
I'm thinking about like maybe making a broad exit, but I think that would be very childish, but ultimately maybe on brand.
You should do karaoke. Very loud karaoke exit.
Like, mm-hmm. Like leaving themed songs, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's definitely,
Leave, Get Out by JoJo.
Oh my gosh. Like Closing Time. By
Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yes.
That's like more of like a her song to sing about me, but after I've left, but yeah, that definitely sounds like a great idea and I might actually do it.
Okay, please.
Yeah.
I'll be your one friend, or maybe it's a couple that you invite over this time.
I think it might be like a Zoom karaoke situation. Ooh. Is that a thing that people are doing?
It is a thing that they're doing.
Okay. Well, we're doing it.
Okay. Amazing. Can't wait. Wow. And I also cannot wait to introduce our amazing guest for today. She's hilarious. She's based in England, if you can believe it. Already the podcast is classed up today. And she has a show coming out on Vimeo On Demand called Lads, which already I'm obsessed with just because we're using the word lads, a thing I don't get to say.
Which I hear is available not exclusively in Europe. Mm-mm. So listen or watch wherever you are.
Yeah, in the States, probably. So please welcome Katarina Robinson.
Thank you for having me. That was such a lovely introduction. Love that. Thank you.
Good. Love the accent. You already know, but...
Oh, thanks. You know what? I love an American accent though. Like I always try, I think I can do quite a good one, I think.
Okay,
Shall I give it a go? Tell me what you think. Okay. Keep talking to me and I'll go into it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. How was your weekend? What's going on? Mm-hmm.
You know what? It was like really good. So I was walking a lot. I had some dinner. And then recently I actually saw a friend who was, that was really nice because I haven't seen like my friends in so long. Is that good?
You got us. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Recently, you lost us on recently, but then you got us right back.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you add in a little bit of the vocal fry too, which I find a little
I'm trying to like match it with like a celebrity, but I don't think I can. Like, is there a celebrity that you're basing it off of, or it's just a general?
No, not really. Like, I just watch things, obviously, like on Netflix and things like that, and you just start learning the tone of it. And then, you know, I've got friends who are from America as well, so you just kind of like pick up the certain little bits of lingo with it. But yeah, not really based on anyone though.
I loved it. And it also makes me feel a little bit better because I was watching, oh my God, the one with Lana, the Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're British. They're all British.
Yeah.
Yes. And I do the same thing. I watch that show and then I become a horrible parody of all of them and I can't stop. So it makes me feel a little bit better that you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I love. Also, okay, so it's interesting to me that you find an American accent hot, that you like them.
Yeah, I do like an American accent. I mean, maybe just because in England, obviously it sounds so like posh and proper and stuff like that. So I feel like American is a bit more, I don't know, it sounds a bit more laid back, a bit more chilled. And yeah, I don't know, it's just quite fun to do for me anyway, maybe because I'm not from there, but maybe if I lived in America, I wouldn't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, I just wonder because definitely for me, if I meet someone with a great accent, like British or maybe Australian, like at a bar or something, I'm immediately attracted to them, even if they're not a hot person. So I wonder if you have the same thing. But
I'm exactly the same. If I meet an American guy, I'm like, oh my God, you're from America. Oh my God, wow. You haven't had a visa. Where's my car?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's wild. We can just trade them.
Yeah, we should. I'll send you loads of men from London, you send me loads of Americans.
That'll be fun. Ship them back and forth. I love that.
Yeah, we'll do
that. How is dating over there right now? What's going on for you for dating?
It's not brilliant. I mean, we're still in lockdown, so we haven't actually come out yet. So I've been suffering from like major depression, like just deep depression. I mean, my pussy's in poverty. It literally is in poverty right now. yeah, I mean, I haven't been getting much D lately, but I'm hoping once the lockdown lifts, I can start going out again. Because I live at home. I live with my mom and dad. So obviously I'm trying to be really careful and, you know, not put them at risk, obviously. I'd feel so bad if I went out, I had sex and then like my mom got COVID.
Right,
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
We can't do that to mom. And also,
yeah,
we can't, I don't think, it's just not really fun to bring someone over to your parents' house as an adult. Yeah. It just doesn't feel, I don't know. It's not the same kind of naughty as when you're in high school.
Yeah, exactly. And also that's why I always try and date guys who've got their own place. I'm like, do you live on your own? Do you have a car? Okay, great. Great. Good.
Right. Like now we can start talking.
now we can go to the next stage. Yeah. But no, it's been pretty non-existent. I've been on like a couple of dating apps and talking to people, but I think you kind of lose momentum with it after a while when you're like texting. It's like, okay, are we going to finally meet up now? And it's like, I've had to kind of delay everything till March, basically. March is the time when we're kind of allowed to maybe meet someone outside and stuff like that.
Okay. So right now, are you allowed to leave your house at all? Like, is everything closed? What is happening?
So everything's closed, like shops, restaurants. Everything's closed. You can go out for a walk. Like if you want to go to a park and do a bit of exercise outside, you can do that. If you want to go pick up a coffee,
okay,
you can do that. But that's it pretty much. So it has been pretty boring, not much to do at the moment, but it's getting better though. It's getting better. So hopefully we'll be out soon and can actually, socialize.
Right. And meet people.
Yeah.
Have you been seeing friends at all? Have you been able to?
No, not really. I mean, so I'm part of like a sketch duo. So I've got another girl called Kat. So we're called Kat and Kat. And I see her quite a bit, like for work. So, but other than that, that's the only person I see really. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to see people eventually.
Yeah. So it has been. Has everyone been as good as you, or are people breaking the rules?
Oh no, there's definitely some rule breakers, definitely. To be fair, if I was living on my own, I probably would be a bit more lenient with things. I think it's just because, being at home with family, I've tried to be, you know, respectful. But I think if I lived on my own, I would, definitely be trying to get a hookup, essentially. A lockdown love, I don't know.
Right.
Some lockdown and cock down would be great.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that is tough. That is tough. I'm in pain for you. I'm feeling for you across the ocean.
Feel pain. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. What dating apps do you use? Do you use the same ones?
I use Hinge actually quite a lot. I quite like Hinge, you know. I used to use Tinder quite a bit, but I feel like Hinge is a bit more for like creatives, actors, comedians. I don't know. I feel like I find more creative people on there. So I'm quite enjoying Hinge at the moment, and you can be a bit fun with it. I feel like Tinder is kind of just like a, you know, kind of just swipe. So Hinge, you can take a bit more time, I think. But yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Tinder is a little bit addictive. It's like a game. It's a video game.
And yeah.
There's more to people on Hinge. There's more to the profiles. But are you specifically looking to date other actors and comedians, and why?
No, you know what? I'm not specific. I mean, I would date anyone really who's like, they don't have to be in the creative field. But I also think it is quite nice, obviously, dating someone who you've got that kind of bond with. And they don't necessarily have to be an actor or a comedian, but you know, someone who's like, I don't know, a DJ or
writer. Oh, wow.
You need serious help. Oh my God, I'm so glad that you're here.
It's so good you came to us. Wait,
have things worked out with DJs in the past?
I am actually speaking to a DJ at the moment. It's going It's going well. Okay. However, I'm not sure. Okay. Cause he said to me recently, he was like, I put all my eggs in one basket for you. I'm like, have you though?
Right. Like, do we really know that that's true? And is that something that he's saying to all the chickens?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm like, one of many chicks, Mike and I. So I don't know, but it's going well so far.
Wait, what even prompted that? What prompted the egg comment?
Well, okay, right. So we were texting because we want to meet up, obviously, when like lockdown lifts, and we were going to meet up in March, and we were kind of like chatting about it, and then he said to me, "Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to meet you. I put all my eggs in one basket for you." Mm. Wink. And I'm like, okay.
Wink like, emoji or wink semicolon parentheses.
Wink emoji.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Does that mean what? Does that mean anything? What does that mean?
We just want to know.
You're still talking. You're still ultimately talking to a DJ. So
right, it's a DJ.
I mean, we cannot. Yeah. Either way.
He does play.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does play some good tracks, though. To be fair, his music's good. Lucy's a good DJ.
That's good. It would be. Yeah. I'm glad you're not talking to a bad DJ.
Yeah, it'd be a bit embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard Deadmau5 has an opening, so that's exciting. They just broke up. Yeah. So maybe there's a good job prospect for him. I don't know. Okay, but you met him on Hinge.
No, I didn't meet him on Hinge actually. So we actually met on Instagram. So he followed me out of nowhere. I don't think he knew who I was or anything. I didn't know who he was. And then yeah, he followed me and we've just been chatting, DMing a little bit, and then we've taken it a step further and gone to WhatsApp.
Okay,
we've had FaceTime. Had FaceTimes together, so yeah, it's nice. But yeah, I'm planning to meet him in March, so we'll see what happens, but it's going okay at the moment. We'll see.
Have you talked about exactly what you will be doing in this March meetup? Or
well, I mean, it's still going to be quite limited because there's still not much you can do. You can do outdoor exercise. So we were saying we could go for like a walk in a park, maybe get some takeaway food, maybe have a picnic, something
that's
like
cute.
That's cute, isn't it? Yeah. And it usually gets a bit warmer in England by like March, April time anyway. It's quite cold at the moment, but it gets nicer during that time. So yeah, I think
that would be cute.
Nice.
You also might be the only person I've ever heard of who has gone on a picnic with a DJ. I feel like no one I know. I feel like I've never dated a DJ per se, but I've definitely dated people who also DJ, which is maybe
that's worse.
Okay.
It's worse. It's definitely worse.
Yeah.
The speed with which you said that's worse, Andrew.
It is. I mean, it's worse. I don't know what to tell you. Wait, so is this, you know, I really hate to harp on the DJ of it all, Katarina, but is this a very, you mentioned that you followed him on Instagram. That's how you found one another. Is he a verified DJ?
Oh, no, he's not he hasn't got the blue tick. He's not verified.
But he's a good DJ, so maybe in time.
He sent me a couple of his tracks to listen to. He was like, oh, you could listen while you're doing your home workout, and I was like, oh cool, I'll do that. And they are actually good, so that's kind of cute, I guess.
EDM-y or house or remixes, what is it?
More like house music. Like house techno sort of style, but yeah, it's good.
Cool. This would be really, fun if you had his bars and venues to go to.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, yeah, it would, because then I can see him like in his element, and then I can see if he's like completely ignored me and just gone and chatted up loads of other girls.
Right.
It's like, who's that?
Right. Exactly. Or if he's like able to pay attention to you while he's working. Which I love. Yeah. I think pay attention to me while you're at your job, please.
Yeah, that's cute. Like, give me a shout out while he's on the decks. Give me like a shout out. Like, shout out to Katarina. Hey.
I love that. Or play the song you requested. I can see how that'd be cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm, definitely.
It's growing on me a little bit. Talk me down, Andrew.
I think that's beautiful. Do you have a song yet, Katarina, between the two of you?
No, not yet. No, we haven't got that stage.
Maybe when clubs reopen, you'll find a song and he will play it and you'll know he's the one. He's the DJ. Yeah.
And then I could be like, babe, it's our song.
Yeah. No, like, Yeah. I'm just thinking of it like, babe, I love it when the beat drops in our song. Like,
yeah, definitely.
So silly. Is he the main person you're talking to right now?
Yeah, he's the main person. To be fair, like, I find it quite overwhelming talking to like multiple different guys, just because it's so exhausting to have to keep like introducing yourself to people as well. Like, hi, I'm Katerina, I do this. Like, you know, I don't know, I find it a bit too much when it's like five different people, like some from an app, some from Instagram. So yeah, he's the main person I'm speaking to and getting to know.
I agree. It's really hard to juggle a bunch of, we've said it, we'll say it again, but it's always, it's like a full-time job to be dating and to be.
We'll say it again.
We'll say it again. It's a full-time job. I should make a t-shirt that says it. We've like said it enough record, on the podcast. Yeah. We say it's a full-time job. And we also say don't date actors or comedians. So, and we have said don't date DJs before too. So.
Okay.
I don't know. The more you tell of this DJ, the more on board I am with it. You know, yeah. he doesn't seem like the other DJs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might be different. Who knows? But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're selling me on it for sure. And it's so hard to be seeing multiple people at the same time, which I mean, like the pandemic has kind of taken away some of that stress, but it's hard to just be talking to that many people too. Like I get stressed when too many friends are texting me.
Yeah. And also it's just like building connections with someone over a Zoom or over like a FaceTime. It's like, you can only get to know someone to a certain amount. It's like, you need to meet up in person and see if there's that like spark, I think. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Although it's interesting that you met on Instagram. And because I feel like on Instagram, you actually get a better sense of who the person is than on a dating app, because you're seeing more of them.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you often? Like people DMing you?
Yeah, you know what? I do get quite a few DMs on Instagram, but I kind of like it really. Because like you said, like you do get more of a sense of the person. Obviously, if they've got no picture on their profile and no photos, it's like, okay. Right, you're like, a weirdo.
You're a bot. Stay away from me. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to date you.
But then also like sometimes when people follow you, like, you know, DM you from Instagram, then you'll look through their profile and be like, oh, you're friends with that person. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know you from that. Yeah. And you find like kind of mutual friends and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's quite good.
Yeah. I think, Instagram definitely is a dating app for sure. I was talking to someone on Clubhouse. Are you on it?
No, I'm not. I have heard of it. Like, can you explain it more to me, actually? Because I don't know a lot.
I'll send you an invite for sure.
Yeah.
It's a new audio platform where people just talk in these rooms, and it's kind of like listening to a live podcast happen. So the people on stage are audible, and then if you're in the audience, you can't speak, but you can raise your hand. And that's the vibe. And the rooms are wild. A lot of them are not good. There are things like, we're just going to moan for an hour, and then the best moan gets wins.
Is that real?
Yes. That's a room. Oh, I've seen that room. There's also Shoot Your Shot, the singles dating room. So like people go in there, they raise their hand one at a time, and then they say they want to shoot their shot with this person who's in the audience or this person who's a moderator. Mm-hmm. And then they're also like live shows starting to happen. And then also like panels, like very serious panels, like this is Bitcoin and this is why it's good versus evil or whatever it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds very great.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it yet, but I'm trying. I'm an early adopter, but I don't know. I don't know at the end of the day, whether it's chaotic good or chaotic evil. The whole thing, the platform. I don't know. We'll find out. But I was in a room with just random people, and someone was talking about how they use LinkedIn as a dating app.
Oh, that's right. You know what? You know what? Actually, I do sometimes do this. I won't use it as a dating app. However, I will then like search the guy on LinkedIn and then just try find out a bit about their work history. I don't know why.
I do that intrigued. Too.
Yeah, so I do that sometimes, but not actually to date someone from LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is also a great way to find out when they graduated from school. It's a good way to fact check ages too. Because yeah, usually you put your degree up.
LinkedIn lets you know if you viewed their profile though. Yes?
It does. Well, unless you do it, unless you can do it from another account.
Or an incognito window.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Also, I think you have to pay to know who viewed your account.
Oh, okay.
And who is paying for that?
So you don't even ultimately want to be with that person
if they're paying for it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's a deal breaker for sure. If you're paying to know who is looking at your LinkedIn account, I can't date you.
Yeah,
it's a bit weird.
It's good that that we know ahead of time.
Yeah, I love LinkedIn for that purpose, but it was very interesting to me because I think Instagram makes a lot of sense because you get a lot about the person's vibe from Instagram. But LinkedIn, you're really just knowing like their professional history.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair though, when you actually do meet someone, I think like on dating apps or like Instagram, I never say to someone, oh my God, how old are you? Like, I never ask people's age straight away. So I guess with LinkedIn, you can figure out their age without having that like awkward question where you've been chatting for ages and it's like, oh, by the way, how old are you? And they're like, oh, I'm 35. And you're like, oh, wow, you're quite old.
Right. You're like, you're 23. I need to run away.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's quite good in a way.
Well, with the dating apps, like you're putting on filters that are like, age, like this age to that age. So like, unless like if it's not explicitly stated, they're at least falling in that frame.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess you can always rely on that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I need to know actually, now that I'm thinking about this, what part is the DJ from England and what part and does his accent sound like yours?
Okay, so he's from England as well, but he's more like East London way. So I think I'm quite well spoken for like English. But if you go,
you sound amazing. Like,
yeah. Oh, thank you.
I love your accent. I've said it. I'll say it again. I love it. Oh,
thank you. But if you go towards more like East London, it's a bit more like this, like a bit more like laid back. A bit. You get what I mean? A bit more like that.
Yeah.
A bit funny, kind of. A bit Essex-y.
Okay. I could see myself liking that on a man.
Yeah.
That feels kind of hot on a man.
It is hot. I quite like it. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot.
A bit like rough and ready kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. I like that for this DJ. Sure. Sure. Into DJs now. Okay. Okay. Katarina, I did not warn you about this, but I actually play a quick game in every episode where I ask four questions very quickly and we call it quick and dirty. Are you ready? Four questions?
Okay.
The first one. What is your favorite flirty emoji?
The wink face.
Okay. Yeah. Classic wink face.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic wink face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Split the check. Yes or no on a first date?
No. I think the guy should pay first.
Absolute. Blind dates, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And read receipts, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Really? You have your read receipts on?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Did you say read as in what? You leave your receipts on like for WhatsApp and stuff like that? Your red messages?
No, WhatsApp.
No. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, but no, I think it might be different. I think this might be a difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
Because I find it scary when someone has their read receipts on texting, like on an iPhone, like just iPhone messaging texting. Okay, but if you're using WhatsApp, I feel like maybe that's normal. Is that normal on WhatsApp?
For WhatsApp, I turn them off. And then I think for like iPhone messaging, I hardly ever message on my iPhone, to be honest, like on iMessage. I use WhatsApp or Telegram. I've been getting into a bit more recently. But yeah, WhatsApp, I have them turned off.
And oh, you do?
Texting, yeah. And then texting, I don't even think I don't know. Maybe they are on. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah. what do people do on WhatsApp?
On WhatsApp. So you can leave your red, so it'll come up with a tick and then it comes up with two blue ticks. If it's like, if someone's read it and seen it. Mm-hmm. So I turn it off. So people don't know if I've read it or not, which I prefer. Okay.
Then yes, I love that.
You can reply in your own time. And it's just like, I don't know, you don't feel as pressured to be like, oh, I have to get back to you straight away. So yeah,
I agree. But yeah, on WhatsApp, is it normal? Like, do a lot of people just leave them on?
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people use their, like, put their last seen on. So it will say, oh, Michael, last seen at 4 o'clock. And it's, I don't really like that. So I turn that off as well, because I don't want people to know when I was last online.
Whoa. Interesting. Yeah. Wow. International. I love it.
We're learning so much.
Yeah, wait, I'm learning so much.
You said that you were down to do a blind date. Have you been on blind dates in the past that have been successful, or how has that worked out for you?
No, you know what? I've never actually been on a blind date before. I would just be up for doing one, I think, especially if I'm asking a friend who knows me very well, knows my type. Like, I'd be up for them setting me up. I think it'd be quite funny. And like, if it goes bad, at least it could be like comedy material for me. I always think like, okay, even if it's a bad day, at least I can put it into stand up or make a sketch.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of up for going on a couple of bad dates just because it gives me material in a way.
Right. It's work for you, actually. Your yeah. art, you have to hurt for your art sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and also because I haven't been on like hardly any dates anyway with the lockdown. So I'm kind of up for doing a couple of, different dates, blind dates, bad dates, good ones.
You're like, anything, as long as it's a date, I will do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I wish I knew someone to set you up with, but I don't know anyone over there.
Yeah, okay. What is your type? Who is playing your type in the movie?
Okay, so my type, like Tom Hardy, Jason Momoa, kind of rugged, beards,
action-y.
Barely built. That kind of look. But yeah, usually dark hair and a beard and kind of medium height. I mean, I'm only 5 foot, so I'm like really tiny.
Right.
You're really tiny.
Yeah, I'm really tiny, yeah. But
you're tinier than me. It kind of makes me mad a little. I'm sorry, Katarina. It makes me a little mad.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We're gonna be okay. We'll move past it.
Okay. Right, okay. Cool. But so I'm not really that fussed on height, to be honest. Like, I would date a guy who's like 5'7", 5'8", 6'2", whatever, really. So,
and the DJ, hate to bring it back to this, but I actually love it. the DJ, we are aware of their height. Yes?
Okay. Yes, I am aware of his height. Yes, yeah.
And are we ready to disclose the information?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to tell you guys.
Okay.
He is 6'1".
Oh, wow. Okay, beautiful.
That 6'1",
DJ.
Yeah, I like
classically
that.
Classically 13 inches higher than you. Wow.
That's a full 13 inches. that's more than a ruler or yardstick, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I wear heels a lot, so I guess I'm going to just have to wear some high heels on like the first day. Like, don't wear trainers.
heels into the park for the picnic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, heels and like a little dress, like, hello.
I miss that though. That sounds so fun. I'm gonna wear so many shoes that hurt my feet as soon as the pandemic's over.
Yeah, I know what you mean though, because I've been like living in trainers and stuff. I'm actually like, I don't even want to put on heels, but I mean, I am excited to dress up though. So I feel like I haven't like properly dressed up for like so long. So yeah.
No. Can't wait for that day.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It'll be good. So yeah. I know you brought some receipts for us.
I did.
Yes. Are you ready to share?
Yes, let me just get them up one
Perfect.
Second. So they're all like Instagram DMs. Is that okay?
That's gorgeous. Yeah. Would love to hear. Love Especially it. Since it sounds like you have an active Instagram. Situation.
Yeah, well, I've got quite a few weird ones, so okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, I would like to apply as your house cleaner. I started to do cleaning services for performers a couple of years ago. I'm looking for absolutely nothing in return. You don't need to be dominant. You can have my references from other people that I have cleaned houses for. I really enjoy to feel useful and spend my time and energy making ladies' lives easier. I'm very submissive, orientated, and ready to do all kinds of domestic services, including house cleaning, dishwashing, washing machine, ironing, dusting, etc., etc. I know you could pay a cleaner by yourself, of course, but I am looking for someone who enjoys to be spoilt in this way. There is a difference between paying a cleaner and having a skivvy, but you, my dear, are a goddess. Love, Francesco.
Wow. Okay, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I love that he has like a need to do a huge act of service for beautiful women fetish.
Okay, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. This does seem like a scam almost. It does seem like a copy and paste, like sort of like he's just throwing it out there because he wants to steal things almost. Is that he's fair probably- or no?
He's probably tried it with a few different girls, but he does have, an actual profile picture, and he does have pictures. It isn't a fake profile, I don't think. I think he probably just tries it with a couple of girls, but yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very COVID friendly, a man come clean my house.
No, I'm going to say he's probably being dominated by a bunch of women with homes. Yeah. He's in a lot of sinks for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd just be worried. He'd come around my house and then be like, oh, do you want me to bend over for you? I don't know. Let me dust this corner.
Oh my God. I know. And he's like, should I get your parents' bedroom? And you're like,
yeah. Yeah, no. It's very odd. But it was quite entertaining when I received it. I was like, I've never been offered like cleaning services over Instagram for free. So
what do you respond to something like that?
I mean, I would just, I didn't respond to it because I just thought it was quite weird. But if I did respond, maybe I'd say something like, oh, hi, Francesco. Thank you for reaching out. I'm currently not looking for any cleaning services at the moment, but I wish you good luck in your career.
That's really sweet.
That's nice.
That's such a sweet way to let him down.
You
know
how those rejection emails you get when you've like applied for a job and they say, oh, I'm but good luck with the rest of your career and whatever. So yeah.
Love that. That's so sweet. It'd also be very funny to just be like, someone else already has the position. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But
Send them a picture of like Jason Momoa in like a maid outfit or something.
Yeah.
In your living room. Yeah.
Like, do you look like this? Can you come like this to clean my house?
Yeah.
It happens.
I love that. Also, I'm fully in support of Francesco if he's listening. Absolutely. Yeah. Get out there, get into some gorgeous dominant women's homes. Clean those toilet bowls.
I think he's still following me on Instagram. So I mean, if I share this podcast, he'll know that his thoughts and we're thinking of him. So yeah.
Absolutely. Just message it to him directly. Don't even respond to the message. Just send him the podcast.
Yeah, I'll be like, watch this.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. No, he was cute. Shall I read my next one?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this is quite a different one. So I did an article for Cosmopolitan magazine about bad dates.
Cool.
And this is like the date that I went on that was featured in the article. So I'm just going to read you the date that I went on.
Oh, awesome. Okay? Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Okay. He drove me home after a lovely meal. And when I opened the car door, I ended up falling down a drain.
Mm.
The lower half of my body was stuck and I screamed my head off. He was a gentleman and pulled me out and took me in his arms. And then we ended up having sex after I'd washed the sewage off my legs, of course.
Oh my God.
It's a true story.
True story. Oh my God. Okay. Tell me about what is going on with the drains in England?
Yeah.
What is happening?
whole legs can fall on them. Yeah.
Yeah. It was exactly kind of how I'd written it, really. So I went on a date with this guy, went for dinner, and then he was driving me back home. I opened the car door. I was wearing like a dress and quite high heels, and it was really dark, so I couldn't really like see where I was going. I was just getting out of the car. And then I stepped on a drain. It was kind of a dodgy drain. It was sort of, I don't know, half broken or whatever. Okay. And then I literally fell. I just fell.
Oh my
and I
God.
Fell all the way to my way. I had these like slip-on heels on, so they just fell off.
They're gone.
So I lost my heels. They were gone. I lost my heels, which was upsetting because they were really nice shoes. And then he got out of the car and he was like, "What's going on? I can't see you. Where are you?"
You disappeared. Like, I'm in the sewer.
I'm in the sewer. It was like a damsel in distress like moment. And I was screaming. I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, this is like, I was literally like petrified. And then he just had to pull me out.
Oh my God. You are so tiny. You can slip into a drain, Katarina.
Oh my God.
Lips.
Oh my God. That's terrifying.
He was a gentleman though about it. And like, he did want to see me again, surprisingly. He was, maybe he found it endearing and cute. Like, oh, she fell down the drain.
Well, you didn't have sex following. So
immediately following?
No, not immediately following. So I went, we went back into my house and then he helped me wash my legs. I'd like had a few cuts. I got a few like cuts up my leg as well from like scraping it as I went
down. Oh my God.
And then he washed my legs for me and then put them up. And then we kind of sat on the sofa. We had like a cup of tea and then, yeah, we had sex.
Wow.
Wait, can you complain to like the city at all about this? Or like, why can this happen?
Yeah, well, I was going to complain to the council, but at the time when it happened, I mean, it was a while ago and I just didn't really, I don't know, I just didn't really think about it, to be honest. I was like, oh well, I don't want to, like, I couldn't be bothered to make a fuss about it. But if it happened again now, I would, I'd definitely make a claim.
We
yeah.
should call the queen.
Send the queen this podcast, say we nothing should, else.
Yeah, just DM the queen the podcast.
Be like, look what's happening in your country. People down drains, it's a mess.
Help us. Or I don't know, the prime minister, who would be better to tell?
Yeah. Did you say sorry?
Who would be better to tell? I don't really know.
Yeah, Prime Minister probably. Yeah, okay. The Queen probably wouldn't do anything. She's like, she's just chilled. So yeah.
Okay. The Queen chilling out. She's got corgis to deal with. She can't think about this.
Yeah, she can't bother dealing with drains. So yeah.
How do you feel about, before we get on to your next receipt, I just need to know, how do you feel about Meghan Markle becoming? She and Harry have become LA people. They're Angelinos now.
I love it. I mean, I actually think it's really nice that they've kind of broken away from the whole royal family, like the whole society thing. I actually think it's nice. And if they're like, if they're happy and they're finding happiness, then yeah, go for it. And I mean, to be honest, if I had the choice, I would love to go over to LA and be living in the sunshine and not in rainy England. And so yeah, definitely. And she's from America anyway, so
right.
I think it's nice. It's nice for them to do it.
I kind of love it too. I also I think it's fun. Now we kind of have a princess in a way, which is exciting.
Yeah.
To me. You always want what you don't have. So it's a little thrilling that we have our own American royal family now.
Yeah, definitely. And have you watched actually The Crown on Netflix? Do you watch it?
I've watched the first two seasons, but I haven't watched, I'm not caught up. But I know all the Diana stuff this season is really great. And I've missed.
It's really good. Yeah, the Diana stuff's really good. So yeah, I recommend it if you want to know. More, but it's really good.
I'll watch it. I hope someday that Meghan gets to play herself.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I actually too. Yeah, it'd be a bit insulting if they got another actress to play. I'd be like,
can't.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah, like me, I'm an actor. I'll play me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd love.
And wait, also, just like another England-based question, because you are there and you do have all the intel. When is Adele releasing her album?
Oh,
Adele. Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I do like Adele, but I have no idea when she's releasing her album. Sorry. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Gosh, yeah, I've been DMing Adele for months now. She's not been responding. So I thought maybe you'd be the in, but.
Oh, no, no, sorry. I mean, I can try message her myself. Be like, okay. Hey, Adele.
You might have a leg up.
Dude, he wants to know when your album's out. What's going on? But yeah,
no,
sorry.
Okay, figured I'd ask. All right, thank you so much.
It's good that you asked. We have to shoot our shots on the podcast. We have to. Any other receipts that you wanted to share?
Yes. Another Instagram one. There we go. Okay. Oh my God, you are a very sexy and pretty lady. Them legs are absolutely stunning. Them shoes are unreal. That top is unreal. Sorry, you really got me going now with that photo. You are beaut. You could not get any prettier. Jeez.
Wow. Beautiful. Was that a comment or was that a DM?
That was a DM. Wow. I think it was just a bit much. Like, I don't mind someone just saying, oh, you have nice legs. But when it's like, you have nice legs, that dress, that face, oh my God, it's like,
There was something a little gay about that DM.
Yeah, it was a bit gay. Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it was like very like specific in a way that I don't think like a straight man would address like the clothing that you were wearing. Typical stereotypical straight man would address.
Yeah, I think he was straight. I mean, he did put a lot of winks and things in the message. So
I hate to break it to you, but gay men also do that. So. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Okay, he might have been. He was coming out. Actually, he's just using the DMs to try to come out.
Yeah. Well, that to be fair, that guy, he's sent me like loads of messages through the past. You know those guys that just talk to themselves in your inbox, like you never reply, but they just met, like, hi, hey, hello.
We call them reply guys. Not that you're not replying to them, but they're replying to you all the time. Reply guys. Do you call them that?
Yeah. Oh, I've never called them that before, but thank you. That's a new saying I can take on board. So thank you.
Yes. The reply guys, you just have a collection of them in your DMs and they just kind of talk to themselves. They reply to the content you're putting out there and you just let them go off.
Yeah. It is though, because I'm a bit like if it was reversed and that was me doing that to a guy, I think mentally I would just get to a point where I'm like, okay, they're just not interested. Like, any stop, I will let them go.
Right. Release them to the wild.
These guys just keep going, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They persevere. There's one thing that reply guys have, and that's dedication.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really. Dedication, definitely. Yeah. But
okay, so this... Was that your favorite message he's ever sent you? This particular that one
was quite a long one. Yeah, it was special. It meant a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice that he complimented my outfit as well. Mm. So I was like, okay, at least I dress nice. So hey.
Yeah, you can keep that one. That one's special.
It was special. But yeah, he's sent a number of messages in the past that I've never replied to. Who knows? I might reply one day. I don't know.
He might send him into shock. He might go into cardiac arrest when you finally reply. He might be like,
oh my God, wait. Yeah.
Like, I've done it. She's here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, be careful. Just make sure that he's like not standing next to a drain or something.
Yeah, oh, God,
oh my gosh.
I told him to push me down one, like, because I didn't get pushed. Down a drain. Let's just make clear. I didn't get pushed. I fell.
That's good.
My date didn't be like, my date wasn't like, I've had enough of you and just pushed.
No, I'm so happy that's not what happened.
Yeah.
No. The exact opposite. He pulled you out and then he was like, okay, and now we'll have sex though.
Yeah.
It was the exact opposite of pushing you in.
Exactly. It was cute, romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other receipts that you wanted to share? Or
hey, those are my only ones.
They're perfect. I'm just making sure that there aren't any that we're missing. I love them all.
Oh, thank you.
I love them all. Yay. I'm really hoping that England can open things up and you can go, I don't know, picnic and get a drink. You can go watch that DJ perform soon.
I know. That'll be so fun just because it's, yeah, I think everyone, well, I feel like everyone's dick-prived. We're all dick-prived here. We all need to like have, there's so many words for it, dick-prived, dick-pressured. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. But we can all like, yeah, just go out, have some fun. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And just to see friends as well, like to just do normal things, like go for dinner, go for drinks. I miss doing stuff like that.
I know. I'm really, it's very brave of you to be inside. It's very brave. I'm proud. You're being brave.
Yeah, I've been going for walks and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I've been getting fresh air. It's not like I've been like completely in my house. But yeah, I'm looking forward to just getting back to normal and socializing. And also for like comedy as well. Like you must find it as well, like when you're doing stuff just at home on a Zoom, like, you know, it's, yeah, it does get hard. Boring. Yeah, it gets boring after a while. So yeah.
I know. I miss audiences and applause and laughter very much.
Yeah, same. It's like, yeah,
it turns out I'm a little bit addicted to those things, so I'm going through withdrawal a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's like, oh, I need some validation. Mm-hmm. I need it. Give me love.
Yeah, like please. Which is why we need our reply guys more than ever, actually. Just someone. We need someone to be supporting us. We really do. Well, it's been so much fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on to the pod, Katarina.
Thank you. It was so fun. And it's nice to speak to, you know, people in different countries and, you know, connect with different people. So yeah, thank you for having me.
It's amazing. And it's 10 o'clock PM past that for you. So I love that.
I actually did a gig for a company in Los Angeles. When was it? Like it was like a week ago or something, and it was 2 a.m our time. Like, so I that was dedication. So this is actually like, this is quite nice. This
right
is
early.
Wait, it's not 2 a.m 3 a.m I was like, oh my god, why did I do this?
I love that. Well, ultimately you're practicing for when you're dating a DJ full-time.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You gotta just be ready.
I'll have to let you know if it works out.
Please.
Oh my God, it happens. DJs aren't bad.
You have to do that. Actually, the whole DJ community needs you to come out and prove that they're okay.
Yes. Yes.
And how does everyone who's listening follow you? Because they should.
Oh, thank you. So if you follow me on my Instagram, which is at Miss Katarina R, and then that's the same for Twitter and everything else. So yeah.
Amazing. So thank you so much to everyone who's been listening. This is Receipts. This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JenNyCestQuoi on Instagram, and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy, at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Chenno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.